This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half the hour now on the prestigious DJV program. Prestige, yes. I am the prestigious Doug Steffen. She is the prestigious Jennifer Horn. And then there's the prestigious Victoria Keelan, all wrapped up here. We do not settle for less. We never think it's too late. We're always, always, always in the dream mode, even though it may seem sometimes like we get off on a tangent because it's hard sometimes to circuitously escape from some of the things that are staring us down the barrel of our lives, if you will. The cost of reopening, I want to get to that in a few minutes. But first, Jennifer has the exclusive story of somebody who was all tied up or rolled up in an escapade that ought not to have happened, right?
Yeah, this is so in California and in many states, and unfortunately, it seems to be the more progressive states that are letting prisoners out early because of coronavirus. So there's that issue that's going on. Some are close to their release date. Others are not. Sometimes judges are stepping in and saying, wait a second, you can't let this guy go. But they're also doing a zero bail policy in California, meaning if you get arrested, there's zero bail because they don't actually want you to go into the jail system because of coronavirus, or at least that's what they say. Yeah, well, for low level, for misdemeanors and low level felonies.
Okay.
So, and because of the reclassification of felony, that can include a lot of stuff, as you'll see. So, according to multiple sources around California, this has not been working. And specifically, in neighboring communities, Glendora is about 20 minutes from Glendale, about 20 miles. And there were two cases that happened this week that were just kind of put a punctuation, an exclamation point on why this zero bail policy maybe isn't the best thing. First, in Glendora this week, a police took a man into custody three different times in a single day. Yeah.
How dumb is that criminal to get caught three times in one day?
Well, why not? I mean, there's no punishment. So he apparently stole one vehicle, got arrested, then stole another vehicle, got arrested, then came out, and what do you think he did? Oh, stole another vehicle. And this time, police went on a chase with him. So he actually led them on a car chase, high-speed chase, through the Southern California area. They released him each time, by the way, with a citation. Now, in Glendale, this is the place that I go to work at my day job every single day. Officers arrested a man, 56 years old, meaning old enough to know better, twice last Friday on a suspicion of vandalism and burglary charges. His first release, he was let go immediately because there was no bail, even though it would have normally, I think, under normal circumstances, been $20,000. Then the guy got out of jail and decided that he was going to go try to rob a store that was shut down because of coronavirus. He jimmied with the window, got inside, and police were alerted that there was something going on inside this building that had been vacant. When they went inside, they couldn't find anybody until an elevator opened up, and inside the elevator was a roll of carpeting. He actually got himself rolled up in the carpeting, put himself into the elevator, and was trying to escape. Now, thankfully, police were able to catch a moving roll of carpeting, and he actually ended up going to jail for that stunt. But these stories of these criminals who just repeat over and over and over again are not being eased by the current crisis that governments are dealing with because they're just not putting anybody away. It's crazy.
It's just one aspect of many here.
Yeah.
The whole world is upside down, being challenged in ways that it hasn't been, certainly in modern times. And what do we do? How do we, the traditional way of dealing with people who are criminals doesn't work, and it's been shown not to work. The punishment penal system is a shambles. So is it just that people are going to get away with it? Is it we're going to be vigilante justice and, you know, take care of our own? That sort of thing. God knows what to expect under the circumstances. So, yeah, you're going to have a lot of people getting out of jail because they don't want to get the virus. So you look at, I don't know, just, everything's upside down. I want to spend a moment sort of going back to the analysis from last weekend. Well, it started on Thursday, the Radio Cares Feeding America radiothon. And what came out of it, we were talking to Ron Stone, who's the man that put the idea together on the program, and I got some more details. I think you may remember, ladies, it was over $500,000 that was raised. Matter of fact, final total was $500,146. So that means, as Ron Stone told us, 5 million meals were provided. Think about this. You want to think about something good. That they could squeeze a buck to get 10 meals out of it is really a fabulous reality. You know, they save the food. Think about that. In a manner of speaking, how much food was being wasted? How much did they take? Wow, a surplus. There were 13,480 visitors to radiocares.org with an intention to donate. 13,000 some odd people actually donated. Now, with all of the radio stations, I mean, there were about, a couple, 3,000 or 4,000, 5,000 radio stations that participated in this one way or another. But the fact that people, it was an instant sort of thing. You do it when you hear it, and then, you know, you get into a place where you feel like, look, well, I can give a dollar or two, and that's all that you have to give. Some people giving quarters and dimes and so forth. Utah was, interestingly enough, the number one state for donations. Colorado is number two. You know, we had three or four cities in Utah, including Salt Lake City, where we're heard. The top five states in terms of giving last week through the weekend: Utah, Colorado, Louisiana, Minnesota, and Texas. So be proud of yourself if you answer the call, not only for just this, but for other, the one state that delivered the most people in terms of helping was Knoxville, Tennessee. So what is there about what goes on in Knoxville? It's just interesting.
It's great.
I'm looking at some of the other cities that did well, and I just am pleased and I'm thankful that we were able to help as we did. But more than that, think about what you can do if you really want to, with not a whole lot. That's really what this thing proves, as far as I'm concerned. And because radio is my stock in trade. I've been on the radio since I was a teenager. And to see us do things like this, it sort of gives me hope that the radio medium will survive, even with the Sirius XMs of the world, even with all of the
The radio medium is thriving right now.
It really is.
Yep. Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, just when you think things are going in a certain direction, things have a way of shifting, and people are really using this.
I agree. I wish we could get some advertising to go along with it.
I think when people realize, I do think, and this is like shop talk here, and this is probably boring for everyone listening, but absolutely. I do think that, you know, a lot of companies are trying to find ways to reach people while they're at home. Yeah. And I do think that when people realize, you know, oh, hey, wait a minute, a lot of people are glued to the radio right now because TV can be TV news is a little overwhelming and it's very repetitive. And at least with radio, with talk radio or like a program like we do, where we just move from, you know, news story to news story, you're getting something new all the time. It's not on a loop. And so I think when people realize the importance of there's an entertainment factor with radio as well as information, it's kind of like the, you know, the perfect storm. So I think eventually people will realize that in the advertising world and go, oh, wait a second, I can actually reach people that way. It's all over Instagram.
Whoopee.
Certainly Instagram is being, that's reaching people. That's reached my wallet. So
exactly. The fun here, we've started something called the clip of the day at djvshow.com. The clip that's up there right now is the three of us discussing this fan-made Star Wars holiday, right? May the 4th be with you. You can listen to the discussion. Some of the things that we do on the djvshow.com, the clip of the day are silly. Some of them are serious, but there's an interesting historical perspective on Star Wars that's there. You can follow us that way or on social media, facebook.com/DJV Show, or listen to the show in its entirety the very day it's delivered. You can do that also at DJVshow.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping, plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So this is National Nurses Week. For those of you who think this would be a good way for you to acknowledge or maybe take a little time to say thank you, Victoria's just telling a story that I think you should tell on the air about a friend of yours, Victoria, what the nurses are going through, the challenges of being the person in this circumstances, for example, who has to tell family members that their loved one is gone.
A friend of ours is a doctor. She's an ER doctor at Mount Sinai in New York City, which is the hardest hit hospital. And she was treating so many COVID patients that she was asked to move to sort of administrative work. And they did. And now, unfortunately, she texted us last night and she said her job is to just be on FaceTime or Zoom and walk around with an iPad and help families say goodbye to their loved ones. And she had 100 people that she had to do that with just yesterday. And we're worried about her because she said her mental health is just declining now.
She needs to take a break from what she's doing somehow.
There's tons there to make one person do that, though. You think they'd have
it's a team of people. That's how many. Yeah, it's a team of people, but it's horrible.
21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Country time on the DJV show. Have a Dwight Yoakam to entertain us. With the Jennifer and Victoria getting all excited, as maybe you are if you're a Yoakam fan. He's married. Yep, ladies, off the market,
he's
Jennifer.
Off the market, ladies.
He's off the market. His longtime fiance's name was Emily Joyce. They got married in a private ceremony just before the quarantine started at the Santa Monica Catholic Church. It's actually called St. Monica's Catholic Church. It is in Santa Monica. And it's sort of tucked up. We were just talking about where it is in Santa Monica. It's actually about a mile from the last house I owned down in the canyon. But it's one of those things. Santa Monica is one of the most wonderful places. Crazy, 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 but still a wonderful energy. With this little church and some of the other things, the Third Street Promenade, Jennifer. It's just a neat place. So this church is pretty small, and there are only 10 witnesses who there in the church sat 6 feet apart. At a time when there is so much uncertainty in the world, there are still happy moments. Yoakam
said. I thought they got married before quarantine. Why were they 6 feet apart?
Well,
something smells funny here.
They were probably, well, or they were taking just precautions, I guess.
Yeah. Or they got married actually during the quarantine.
Yep, last weekend.
Yeah. Love prevailed, Jennifer, though. Yoakam and Joyce kept quiet about their intimate marriage ceremony out of respect. A lot of people affected by and on the front lines of the pandemic. That is, people who can't get married. He's 63. How old is she? Anybody know? What is she?
What's
her story?
Don't know anything about her.
Yeah, me neither.
They've been engaged
for a
couple
years.
He
was with somebody famous, though. Who
was he
Dwight Yoakam with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he live in Santa Monica?
I don't know if he lives in Santa Monica. He must if he got married there,
went
right?
To church there, yeah. I would have thought. All right, well, let's keep the country thing going, shall we? Coming up on 26 after the hour, Rascal Flatts recording a tribute to Kenny Rogers. Here's their version of Through the Years. Crank this up, please, while I have it here. Fabulous song.
Dwight Yoakam used to date Bridget Fonda, by the way.
Okay.
Just had my and Sharon Stone.
That's who, Sharon Stone. That's who it was, yeah. You buried the lead. You're like, oh, Bridget Fonda. I'm like, who?
I was reading through the article.
Sharon Stone, yes. That was an odd couple.
I'm certainly glad that they
on Rascal Flatts and Kenny
brought through. Well, the song, though, comes through. Kenny Rogers, as you'll recall, died March 20th. Rascal Flatts originally performed this song as part of their special CMT Giants paying tribute to Kenny Rogers, that benefit for music cares. That was on the air last month. Though not among Rogers' country chart toppers, Through the Years was a massive song for him.
I thought it was a great song.
Did well in adult contemporary. It was kind of like a crossover hit for him.
Yeah, it was.
It was number one. Yeah, off the country charts. But
now, I don't mean to be a cynic here, but I thought Rascal Flatts, they were breaking up. What is it?
They were supposed to start their new tour in July.
Oh, this was their last tour. They were robbed.
Well, they were scheduled to go out on July the 11th, but that's likely gotten pushed back.
Yeah.
This was their farewell Life as a Highway tour. These guys all have, my farewell tour, and then, we're going to farewell tour again, because there's lots of money in it for us. So the songs for Kenny Rogers. I listened to that song, and there's so many great memories. Yep, good stuff. All right.
Talk about it.
Do I want to talk about it?
Yeah.
No, because it's 28 past the hour, but thanks for offering to be my shoulder, Jennifer. Appreciate that very much.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the nation's COVID-19 death toll nears 70,000, President Trump will be heading to Arizona today for one of the only trips he's made outside the White House in weeks because of the pandemic. He'll be at a Honeywell Aerospace plant that's now making N95 masks for first responders. In Flint, Michigan, three people charged with first-degree murder for the shooting death of a Family Dollar store security guard on Friday after he tried to enforce an order that all patrons wear masks. Prosecutors say he died after confronting Charmel Teague because her daughter wasn't wearing a mask, as Governor Gretchen Whitmer has ordered.
One of the black males started yelling at Munnerlyn about disrespecting his wife. The other black male then walks up to Munnerlyn and shoots Munnerlyn.
Teague is already in custody while the two men involved in the incident remain at large. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
A chief executive at United Airlines now encouraging employees at the company to leave the company due to the financial toll being caused by the pandemic. CNN reports COO Greg Hart said in a memo to workers they should consider leaving the airline voluntarily as the company is looking to adjust its workforce, in his words, to the right size. It comes as United executive salaries have already been reduced and flight schedules for May and June have been cut by 90%. Landlords are getting a stern warning from federal prosecutors against trading sex for rent payments. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Southern California saying that any landlord that's asking tenants for sexual favors in lieu of rent during this pandemic will be indicted. It's been reported that millions of Americans have had trouble paying their monthly rent because of the economic toll of COVID-19. The 2020 NFL schedule is to be released on Thursday on the NFL Network. As questions linger about how the league is going to approach the season amid the pandemic, the network will air what it's calling Schedule Release 20 at 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. It'll break down the schedule by division and highlight the top matchups and primetime games. You can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jan, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, keeping your balance, hopefully, your chakras. Do you know what your chakras are, Jennifer, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course.
You're keeping them balanced?
Probably not.
Never. No.
Unless vodka is really good for chakras, I don't know.
Is it? Vodka? Well,
I don't know.
Well, I just was thinking about what you, Jennifer, is intervening here to a point. There's a certain amount of depression that goes with what is going on around us, and to deny it is not healthy. I think whether we all deal with things differently, some people get mad, some people get sad, some people want to escape, and joy and fun is a good way to do that. I think we try to balance a lot of different things here, but I, you know, when I heard that song Through the Years, which was the great Kenny Rogers song that Rascal Flatts got married.
Flatts covered it.
Oh, that's right, too. Okay.
Dwight Yoakam got married. And he used to date Sharon Stone.
Really?
And Bridget Fonda.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that sounds like the answer to a trivia question. Tell us who dated Bridget Fonda and Sharon Stone. And so there you go.
Who is Dwight Yoakam?
Have you noticed there are a lot of game shows on TV now that are coming back because of the reality television production?
Right?
Well, not Millionaire. I think the one that has Rob Lowe in it is pre-taped somewhat. But there's that Shazam show that's coming back. There are a lot of those shows that have done well that seem to be summer replacements, but there may be, because of what the reality is here, nobody really seems to know. Most of the shows that would start back in the fall start to film in July, June, July, for September opening. It takes 2-3 months often to, for example, the show All Rise that had an episode that was basically done on, everybody's Zoom. And that was the last show of the season. It was done as the order went into effect. So before, they wanted to try to produce one, and it wasn't a good show. I've been a fan of the show since it started, and watching it last night, didn't work at all. So one wonders, how you talk about getting through all of this stuff. We're in the merry, merry month of May, sort of. The days are certainly long on this farm. Yesterday was fabulous, sunny and warm, and we're thinking ahead of summer and looking at the leaves come out of the trees. But we're still dealing with coronavirus. Schools are closed until the end of June. And if we open things up again for business as usual, if you relax the business closures and the stay-at-home rules, the predictions for various states by the people that are governors and people in charge, in Texas, for example, if things were to open up right now as they are, they predicted 13,000 people would die between now and the fall. 12,000 in Georgia. And in New York, who knows? But the economy, the other side of it, what are you willing to give up? In Texas, it's a $4 billion gamble. That's how much business they will lose if they stay closed between now and September. $4 billion. Businesses will close and never reopen again. About half that in Georgia. In New York, because they have tougher restrictions, the predictions are only 5,000 people would die. But the income that's being lost.
New York has already lost so many people.
Right. There it is.
So, yeah. That's
theirs is more about immunity. But just keep this in mind when you're looking at all these numbers. Numbers are numbers are numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They've overprojected before. We've seen it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, God forbid, they've underprojected. But you can't live your life based on those numbers.
Well, that's the thing. What do we want to do? How do we want to live our lives? What do we want to do? Are we going to venture outdoors? Are we going to not wear a mask? Are we going to go back to shaking hands? Are we going to hug?
Yes. But I think that, in terms of being smart and being practical about it, Jen had mentioned in California that some of the retail stores were going to be opening up for curbside pickup. I actually think that that's a great thing. We're already doing curbside pickup for groceries and booze. Why not let some retail stores open up? You order online.
I didn't even know that you couldn't do that. I didn't even
know you can't in New Jersey. It's only essential stores. So it's just food and liquor. Why not open up some other retail stores? I think it makes sense, and you can do it safely. People are doing it now. You order online, and then you go to the store, and they have it right there, and you pick it up, and that's it. I think that that's a very safe and easy way to start getting people back into the retail sector.
Somebody said to me yesterday, a very good friend of mine who's in the car business, who's the sales manager of a big dealership who's been on furlough, and he said that they're trying to figure out how to get back to selling cars. They saw this dealer sells about 150 cars a month, and last month they sold 20. So at this point, how is that place going to stay in business? How is any place like that going to stay in business unless we come up with a new world order, a new way of doing things, a new way of thinking?
To see if Carvana is working. Have you seen those ads everywhere?
No.
That's where you buy the car online and then they deliver it to you for a contactless delivery. And then for the first 90 days, they're not even expecting a payment. It's a great time to buy a car, actually.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You've got low interest rates.
But that's a big business, Victoria. It's a big business. Are we going to have fewer car choices? We have 5 major airlines in America. Are we going to be down to 2 when this is over? Is it going to be American and Southwest and United and Delta and who else go away? That's the kind of stuff. We're going to have 1 supermarket and we're going to have 1 of everything. Is that it? I remember when I was a kid, somebody that did the equivalent.
Well, supermarkets are booming right now, so I don't think that we're going to see any supermarkets.
Well, but you know what I'm saying. What do we do to get ourselves if we can't imagine what because we're so used to living the way that we live? I can't imagine not being able to get on a plane and going to see my grandson.
Right.
You know that kind of stuff.
You could do that right now.
I could do it, but then I wouldn't be able to spend time with my son. Because his wife's mother is compromised.
But here's what I think is important. Your choices are not taken away from you. And you have to remember that. Because when people get lost in their own stuff, in their own head, you still have choices. You are making the choice not to get on that flight and go. And for various reasons. And I think you're right. I'm not taking you to task for doing that. But you have the freedom to make the choice to do it. And if you need to do it, you can. And so that's really important, I think, for a lot of people who are getting bogged down with all the negative stuff. You can still make choices. We still have the freedom to do that. And so, you know, take
you
part
can still
in that.
If you went to California, I'm sure, you know, you could stay even with, you know, with your daughter and grandson, but you could also still see Brendan and
better
his wife
yet,
6 feet away. It's not like you can't see them.
Yeah.
We're doing Mother's Day in the driveway this year with my parents.
Right.
They're letting homeless people stay inside of really nice hotels like the Ritz-Carlton. So, Doug, just wear your normal farm gear, show up at the Ritz and ask for a room, and you won't even have to pay.
Thank you. Some celebrities in the news. Elon Musk has a new baby with this Canadian singer who looks like she's about 13. Who is this?
Grimes.
Who is this? Her name is Grimes. What
That's
do you know about her?
That's her stage name.
Okay.
Nothing. No. To be honest, I couldn't even name a song. I know the name because I've seen her, you know, just her.
Doesn't
her
she
name.
Look about a teenager? Like, she, how old does she look to you?
I actually haven't even seen a picture of her. I don't know. Let me see.
Well, anyway.
But anyway, I didn't even know they were a couple. So he's, you know, he's got like, what, like 4 ex-wives now, and he's got kids.
A lot of people stand in line to take a shot at that. Nicolas Cage is going to do what, Victoria?
Just when you think that the Joe Exotic story couldn't get any stranger, enter in Nicolas Cage, probably the weirdest dude in Hollywood. You know what? This could be
actually a great casting. Yeah,
this really could end up being the best thing he ever does in his career. Because let's be honest, everything he does goes straight to like a Walmart DVD aisle. So he's going to play Joe Exotic. This is a CBS TV show. So this is going to be a limited series that's in development, and it's going to air on CBS TV. That's the plan right now. I think it might be a little too strange, though, for CBS. I feel like this is going to end up on a streaming service, but he is also going to be producing it. It's based on the Texas Monthly article that's called Joe Exotic, A Dark Journey into the World of a Man Gone Wild. And so that's back from, that's an older article, I think from 2017 or 2015 maybe. And so anyway, so now it's a bizarre story.
Do you know how big a punishment this is? Joe Exotic is so famous right now. They're making TV shows about him, and he's in prison.
Yeah.
You know how he wants to be out parading around so badly.
All right, speaking of being in prison, if you want to go on a cruise, woohoo! Let's go to Miami. Let's all go to Miami and get on a Carnival cruise to where? To nowhere? Where is this cruise going?
To quarantine.
I don't know. I mean, this is very bizarre.
My God.
Carnival Cruise says they're starting up again on August 1st, and they are going to have cruises leaving from
Lots
Miami.
Lots of burials at sea.
Well, geez, that's awful. they're going to have 8 ships, and they're leaving from Miami, Port Canaveral, and Galveston, Texas. And so their other cruises in North America and Australia are suspended through August 31st. I have no idea why they think it's safe to do it in Miami.
So let's think about it. Let's think about all these businesses. How are the airlines making payments on their planes? They aren't. How is Carnival or the other cruise lines making payments on their ships? They aren't. So what happens to the companies that built these or the banks that got behind the bankroll these purchases worth billions of dollars? Where does it all stand? Will Boeing ever make another plane?
All the tentacles. This is a story about all the tentacles that are being impacted. One closure leads to like 50. It's amazing if you start following them.
Yeah, everything's so dependent on everything else.
Well, the thing is, I guess if people really love to go on a cruise, and I'm assuming that these are probably very good bargain basement type deals.
Oh, yeah, prizes.
But, like, the first outbreak that we knew about, like, major outbreaks, were on cruise ships.
The cruises.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of cruising anyway. I don't really get it. So, but hey, good luck to you if you want to go. I can't imagine, like, do you have to just wear a mask the whole time?
Probably.
So is it worth it when the food's good?
I don't know.
exercise. Have a good
night's
rest.
Some cruise lines have good food.
Yeah.
I've
the cruises I've been on,
good food,
the food was great, and I slept a lot. And it was, whoopee, 46 after the hour here on the DJV program.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so what's this story about Tupac Shakur? Apparently,
he's alive with Elvis.
Apparently there is somebody.
He's alive and voting.
Kentucky. Mm-hmm. He's filed for unemployment in Kentucky.
The rap game's hard.
Yeah. People tell me that we don't need voter IDs. Case in point, Tupac is voting in Kentucky.
Right.
Yeah, but it is the real Tupac. I mean, it's a real Tupac.
Somebody named Tupac Shakur. 46 years old, lives in Lexington, Kentucky. He goes by his middle name, Malik. Malik Shakur worked as a restaurant cook before the pandemic. He says he's been struggling for the last few months trying to figure out how to pay his bills. Applied for unemployment insurance as soon as he could. Wondered why the money hadn't come.
Because the governor flagged him, and then the governor had to go and make a press conference and apologize.
Man, no. I thought that was pretty funny. Right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the new hour.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. apply today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Jack Stockwell. I feel like I'm Johnny. No, let's see. Who can I be? The guy who does The Price is Right. Come on down!
There you go.
Yeah, Jack Stockwell is here, doctor of chiropractic. He has a clinic in Salt Lake City where we are heard. There are a lot of people in. It's a very interesting state, Utah. Isn't it? I mean, you've been here all your life and have had interesting relationships with. Lots of different, I don't make it sound like you have a lot of women in your life, but you got 14 kids that you share with.
Hey, you're exaggerating. It's only 13.
Oh, 13, excuse me, right. But it is, under the circumstances, we could build a radio station just to survive on the listenership in your family. How about that for an idea?
Yes, indeed. You know, I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, but I came out west to go to school. And to get out on my own and found out what a dry climate was like. Mm-hmm. And boy, I'll tell you, Doug, that's all it took.
So you
mentioned something unique about Utah. You know, Utah is the only state in the union that has six distinct geographical zones, from arid desert to rainforest.
Mm-hmm. And how have you been coping with the virus? How is Utah as a state and Salt Lake City where you are? It seems to me the numbers are a lot lower there if I'm remembering my stats. So why is that?
Well, we're a little bit more spread out for one thing. We're not having people living on top of people like Manhattan and other super population dense areas. And we're a very outdoorsy type of culture out here. And so, you know, it's not just like an occasional trip to the park or something. There's hills, there's climbing, there's mountain biking, hiking up to thousands and thousands of feet, well-defined paths, forestry area up in the Uintas that is just still as primitive as it was when Father Dominguez first showed up out here in the 1600s. And so it's a very primitive type of area outside of the population centers that draws people into those primitive areas. So tons of sunshine, lots of clean air, dry climate that doesn't promote the growth of molds and things like this. I think all of that contributes. And then a lot of local food sources, a lot of farmers' markets all over the place. Mm-hmm. I think all that contributes to healthier immune systems, which when it comes down to it, that's the thing that makes the difference between people in a family that are sick and people in a family that don't.
I agree with you. My sense is that you're exactly right. If we all would live and eat better and have a different, this whole business about being way overweight, that kind of stuff.
They just showed two people this morning that recently passed, and they claim that it's COVID-19. And both of them, they had to be at least 100 pounds overweight, if not more.
Yeah, of course, you're asking for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So the thing that also is on people's minds is a vaccine. Some way, everybody wants a pill or a shot or something that will take care of this so we can go back to normal, which, maybe that's a great thought to hold. I want us to go back to normal, whatever that is, whatever the new normal is going to be. But then you go back 30, 40 years, to the 1970s when Gerald Ford was president. You just reminded me of this. I'd forgotten about this. The vaccine for the swine flu. If you look back, every decade there's been one of these things. Not as bad as the corona situation, but they all could have been. And so what happened when there was a vaccine for swine flu? It didn't really work, right? Did more people get sick?
Well, no. And it was, President Ford got his vaccination on air, live on TV. And then he wanted 1 million Americans inoculated every single day, just an unprecedented move. And so by, I think, mid-October of 76, it was well underway. And all of a sudden, reports of sporadic deaths, cases of Guillain-Barré started, the paralysis that comes from these kinds of shots started showing up everywhere. So by December, they completely shut the program down because it wasn't safe. Whether it was effective or not, you don't know. But they tried it with SARS, too, a number of years ago, and it didn't work. They never could come up with a SARS thing. My whole point is just think long and hard. Just think long and hard before you decide to do something like this.
Well, but in the interest of what you just said, the people who are 100 pounds overweight, if you don't get yourself down to where you need to be, what prime recommended body weight is, you're just a sitting duck for this.
Yes, exactly.
And that's why the message from the folks at Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural that I have touted here for the last couple of years. Go to toploss.com, their website, see the success stories, get the deal using the code DJV, free shipping, buy three, get three free, lose the weight naturally, get yourself to the right weight, and stay healthy. That's the message from Calitrin at
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.